Welcome to Falcon and Focus Podcast. I'm Danica Tranberg, joined here today by acrobatics and tumbling head coach Sarah Koenig. Sarah completed her first season as the acrobatics and tumbling graduate assistant coach during the 2015 and 16 season. And now Koenig comes to the Falcons after a successful career as a member of the Oregon Ducks acrobatics and tumbling program and is now the head coach of Concordia acrobatics and tumbling. So thank you so much for joining me today, Sarah.
Of course, I'm excited to be here.
And I know you don't have the first match until this Saturday, but I know tremendous hard work has been put into practices leading up to this. How have you found the transition of going from assistant to head coach for you this far?
So far, I'm not going to lie, it's been a little overwhelming at times, but definitely been worth it. I like kind of that challenge and rising to the occasion, so I think that it's been a good transition and definitely a learning year for me, and hopefully I've made some good improvements that I can improve on for next year.
Absolutely. Have you found that maybe being a previous acrobatics and tumbling athlete has helped you in this position?
Definitely. It really helps me relate to the athletes, especially when I'm trying to explain exactly what something feels like to do. It's been very beneficial being able to kind of pull on my own background knowledge and what I thought about when I was competing in the sport myself.
And then I'm sure you can also kind of relate to the student athlete portion of that as well.
Definitely, yeah. I know how hard it is to balance work and school and all of that stuff that goes along with it. So it's definitely been nice to be able to kind of connect with them in that way as well and understand exactly what they're going through.
Are the areas of acro that you liked while you were a player kind of transition into the favorite thing that you like to coach, or is it opposite?
It's kind of the same, definitely. So tosses weren't my favorite thing to compete in, and they're definitely not my favorite thing to coach as well. But other things like acro and things like that, I really enjoy coaching because that is what I like to do. And so it's easier for me to draw on my experiences to kind of pull from that.
What things are you excited to see from the team this year?
Mostly just seeing them step it up, because this year it's their third year of competition, so they're not the new guys anymore. Nobody's really going to be holding their hand, so they're expecting more out of them all around, and I'm expecting them to kind of step it up and rise up to the occasion, so I'm excited to see them compete.
Are there any senior team leaders that you're excited to watch this season?
One of the best things about our sport is that we don't have any team captains, so everybody kind of leads in their own way. There are definitely more outspoken leaders on our team, and I think this year especially, they've really stepped into their role. Just having that background experience and competed in the sport now a couple years, they're really kind of finding their own voice and becoming leaders on their team as themselves.
So you probably find that since there aren't really that necessarily captain role, the chemistry and dynamics of the team have to be tremendously well and correlate really well within the team?
Yeah, definitely. So like you said, because there's not a captain role or a leadership role, everybody kind of respects each other and pulls on their own experiences. For instance, one area that somebody might be more comfortable in might be another area that somebody struggles in. So they're really able to kind of come together and share their experiences and all of their knowledge to create a really cool dynamic on the team.
And I know you said before that you were really looking for this to be kind of a year to improve on things from the past. I know in the last year you had about 4 losses and 2 wins in the season. What sort of improvements do you think you'll be seeing in this season to come?
So just to start off, all of their start values have gone up from their last season, so that means that everything that they're throwing out on the mat is already started at a higher start value, which is really cool to watch. And then just making sure that they're continuing to raise the bar on themselves. We talked about their old records and areas that we think we can improve on. So really this year is going to be about competing against themselves and then also really pushing for that winning record at the end of the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sarah.
Great. Thank you for having me.
After the break, we'll get you caught up on last week's athletic results and get you up to date on what is coming up heading into this week. Welcome back to the second half of our podcast. Let's look at the week that was. Last week, women's hockey lost 3-0 at 6th-ranked Lake Forest, and then swept Finlandia 6-1 and 3-0. Men's hockey had an upset sweep of top-ranked team in the country, St. Norbert, 4-2 and 3-0. Women's basketball defeated MSOE at home 56-44, then traveled to CIT, lost to Nebraska on Friday, and defeated Concordia Chicago on Saturday 86-87. Men's basketball last week was supposed to play Lakeland Wednesday, but Mother Nature postponed that game and then traveled to CIT in Nebraska and lost to Concordia Ann Arbor 81-71, and then defeated Concordia Chicago 81-66. Our wrestling team was also in action at the Pete Wilson Invitational. Mason Baumgartner and Mason Mergener stood out with a third and fifth place finish. As well, track and field was at the Tad Metzger Invitational with Jenny Miller and Grant Johnson, who won pole vault, and Nora Imperl, who came out first in the 600 meter, along with Irene Bolas, who broke the school record in the 55 meter hurdle. And now for the week that is. This week, men's basketball travels to Marion and Dominican Tuesday and Thursday, along with women's basketball traveling to Lakeland and Alverno Wednesday and Saturday. Those tip-off times are at 7. Men's hockey travels to St. Scholastica for a two-game series Friday and Saturday. And then track and field travels to Grinnell College Invite. And men's tennis begins their season hosting Ripon Friday at 6 and then compete against Carroll and Carthage on Saturday. And the home events for this week begin with women's hockey hosting Marion in a two-game series at the Ozaukee Ice Center Friday at 7 and Saturday at 3. And to round out the home events for this week, acrobatics and tumbling begins its season against Georgetown at 3 p.m. on Saturday. To follow any of these games, visit cwfalcons.com for live coverage links. Also, stay up to date on the Falcons' social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. And don't forget to tune in to cwfalcons.com next week to see a feature story on one of our athletes or coaches. And thank you for listening to Falcon and Focus Podcast.